Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. A Huron County woman has pleaded no contest to retail fraud, second degree. Patricia Laverne Ventline received a sentence from Judge Ferris in Huron County District Court of fines and court costs, avoiding jail time and community service. The charge stemmed from a March 3, 2026 incident at the Bad Axe Walmart, where Ventline took 45 grocery items without payment and was intercepted in the parking lot. The court ordered $765 in financial obligations, including $100 restitution for perishable goods, with a $350 bond applied. $450 remains due by September 1, 2026. Ventline is also banned from the Walmart store, with potential arrest for returning without management approval. And a recall effort is underway for Elmwood Township Supervisor Chris Graff and for Treasurer Cheryl Kilborn, with the review of signatures being done this week. The reason given for their recall was that Graff and Kilborn each voted against the motion to terminate Elmwood Township's professional relationship with the law firm Foster Swift Collins and Smith PC, and to approve the hiring of the law firm of Bauckham, Thal Sieber Kaufman and Cooks PC to provide legal services. There were 13 petition sheets with approximately 143 signatures to recall Graff turned in, and there were 12 petition sheets with approximately 137 signatures for Kilborn. When we come back from this Bresky's sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our local news, a Port Huron man is facing multiple felony charges following an investigation involving alleged child sexually abusive material. Michigan State Police say 68-year-old William Harrison Endicott was arrested after investigators reportedly seized digital evidence during the case. Authorities say the investigation began after a Michigan Department of Corrections residence check connected to parole violations. Endicott has been charged with two counts of possessing child sexually abusive material and two counts of using a computer to commit a crime. He was arraigned Friday, May 8th, in 72nd District Court. And it's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your weather and obituaries, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.